Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Let's pick it up from the second wide line, Tanya, on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ber Sado, Kachayim and Hakan Shal Anshei Yerushalayim. This is the minhag. This was the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Adam Yosef Mebeso of Lulav Biyado. When they used to leave their houses, Lulav Biyado, the Lulav was in their hands. Holech Lebeis HaKnesses, Lulav Biyado. They went to shul, they had the Lulav. Kore Kriyashma, Umispalel, Lulav Biyado. Kriyashma, and they daven, Lulav Biyado, the Lulav was in their hands. Kore But Torah, they learned, Vinosias Kapav, and they duchened, Messias Kapayim, and Manicho Agabikarka. So then, they put it down, right? Because Kori Batorah, Rashi explains they're going to get involved in the Sugya, and the Mefarshim say, so they have to put it down. And also by Messias Kapayim, right? The halacha is, you got to have to, literally, Messias Kapayim. You can't be holding anything. So therefore, they put it down. Interesting, Agabikarka. Right, not on a chair, not on a table, agabikarka. So that doesn't have inherent kedusha. Holech levaker cholim ulanachim avelim lulav biyado. They go to do biker cholim nichim avelim. They have their lulav. Nichlas the beis hamedrash mishager lulavo biyad beno ubiyad avda ubiyad shlucho. And when they go to the beis medrash, then they send their lulav somewhere else. I'm sorry, just to correct. Kori batorah is kriyas haTorah. They had to put it down. That's because of the Sefer Torah. This latter point of Nichlas the Beis HaMedrash, that's where Rashi says, Tarid b'shmaitza v'yipo miyadav. They're going to be involved in the sugya. They're not going to realize anything else that's happening in their life. They're going to be so involved. So therefore, it's not going to be safe for the lulav and esrog and dalam minim. They have to put it down. So they give it to their son or their eved or their shliach. My kamash malon, what is the whole brisa coming to teach me? Lo'odiyacha kama ha'yuzrizin b'mitzvahs. They couldn't put the lulav down. Right, they had to have it, and throughout their day, they were involved. Okay, a couple of points to mention. Number one, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? Is this an appropriate minhag for Bizman Hazeh? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Taf Reish Nun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the Simin, quotes this minhag. Taf Reish Nun Beis, I'll read it to you from the... We'll see the Bikur Yaakov in a minute. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'hamedaktik ye'echos halulav biyado kishenichnas bi'beiso lebeis haKnesses. Gam b'shas hatfila. Those who are careful, those who are medaktik, hold the lulav when they go into their houses, lebeis haKnesses. What's v'hamedaktik? Our Gemara says, Anshei Yerushalayim used to carry their lulav everywhere where they went on Sukkos. What's the medaktik? So the question the Bach deals with is, is this an appropriate behavior for anybody who wants? We discussed this once before. We had this back in the earlier perek where we discussed, is it appropriate for somebody to be machmir to eat very little bit, even inside the sukkah? Less than a beitzah. You have to be machmir. So then what we said there, there was a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and they used to eat even a little bit. They said, ha'aleim la'sukkah, the Mishnah we had earlier, where some of the Tanaim were very makbid back on Chav Vav Amabez, Ma'isav Evilo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ladomas Atafshil, or Gamliel, ha'aleim la'sukkah. And the Gemara says, and then the Gemara brings a story, it seems to be against the rule that you don't have to eat that in the sukkah. So the Gemara said, no, the Chiddush is less bo mishum yuhara. There's no yuhara, that's okay. That's not bringing undue attention. Why? The Maariv Chayis there said, because nobody knows. Nobody knows how much you're eating in the sukkah. So there's no problem. So the Bach deals with an ar sugya. Is this an appropriate minhag for anybody? That's why maybe it says v'hamedaktik. The Bach says, if somebody is medaktik in other mitzvos, so then they can take this behavior upon themselves and carry the lulav and esrog everywhere throughout the day. But if somebody has other, if all of us, we have other things to work on, we're not the highest level. So maybe it's not the most appropriate behavior. That's how the Bach understands the line of the Shulchan Aruch as a limiting factor for olam hazeh. V'hamedaktik, those are medaktik in other areas, right? That's the Torah's lashon, is medaktik b'ma'asaf. That is the Bach and the Taz's understanding of this limit. But if you look in the Bikur Yaakov, the Aruch Lanier says, well, maybe a little bit you could expand. Okay, walking around all day, going to the, taking trips and walking with the lulav and esrog, maybe that's not appropriate for all of us. But to hold it a little bit, to hold it a little bit after Hallel, after the Hoshanas, you want to extend it a little bit, that's not mechzi mishum yorah. And also he says, I think it's a good idea. So it doesn't look like it's a masui, that you throw it off as soon as you can. So, yes, okay, maybe to walk around, if you go visit somebody today, to walk around the lulav and esrog, maybe we're not on the level of the Anshei Yerushalayim, but, you know, not to rush to get rid of it as soon as we can. Number one on this Gemara. Two other points related to this Tosefta that's quoted here. Right, you think it's just a nice Hashkafic Agadic Tosefta, but there are many important halachas learned from this. Number two, it sounds like from this Gemara that they were holding their Dalet Minim before they davened. That's the simple understanding. It says they came to Shul and the Dalet Minim was in their hands. They say Kriyas, but it sounds like they had it beforehand. So this relates to that Machlokas tour in the Rambam or other Rishonim relating to when is the Ikar Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says the tour of the Shulchan Aruch after Hachazar HaShatz. That's when we make the Bracha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Reish Mem Dalid, Shachris Achar Chazaras Hatfila, Notes Lin Halulav, Umevarchan on Atilas Lulav, Beferish. Right, when the minhag of many, Klal Yisrael, to make the bracha of Atilas Lulav, and don't pick it up until after Chazaras Hashatz. And the Achronim, obviously, quote the Arizal. The Arizal says, do it very early in the morning, in the Sukkah, be Mekasher, the Mitzvah of Dalamir, the Mitzvah of Sukkah. But this Gemara sounds like it did in the morning. Right, it's not a proof positive, but that is also an important ha'ara from this Gemara. The other larger point I wanted to mention is the beautiful discussion of the Mishnas Yaveis. Mishnas Yaveis Rav Zhulti. Rav Zhulti quotes from the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. What if somebody has two mitzvahs in front of them to do? I want to go visit somebody in the hospital and I have to do Nicham Avelim. Which do I do first? Says the Rambam, Yirali. Yirali meaning, he doesn't have a basis for this in a source, but it's just based on Svara, that Nicham Avelim comes first. Nicham Avelim comes before Biker Cholim. Why? The Rambam gives a Svara. Because Nicham Avelim is Chesed Im Hachai and Chesed Im Hameis. That's the Rambam, Nicham Avelim. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Biker Cholim, is only Chesed Im Hachai. That's the Rambam's Lashon. Fine. What's the question? Ask the Ar Sameach. Our Gemara is against the Rambam. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? What's the order? Holech levaker cholim ulenachem aveilim lulav ubiyado. In our order, the Brisa says Biker Cholim comes first. So if you look in the Rush, the Ar Sameach points out that the Rush and our Gemara has the opposite girsa. The Rush has lenachem aveilim and then the Biker Cholim. That's it. So, no problem. The problem is, the Rambam quotes this Anshei Yerushalayim also in Hilchas Sukkah, and has our Girsa. Does not have the Rosh's Girsa. So we're still stuck, according to the Rambam. Why? What's the difference? Our Gemara says Anshei Yerushalayim that you do Biker Cholim first, while when it comes to Jeh, the Rambam says in Hilchas Avil, Yir Elisha, Nicham Avilam comes before Biker Cholim. So the Mishnas Yaveis, other Achronim also discusses, have a beautiful idea. And that is, first of all, what's the Raya? That Nicham Avelim is Chesed Im Hameis? What does Nicham Avelim have to do with this? There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnun Beis. The Gemara there says, what if you have a Mace who has no relatives? No relatives. So the Gemara says, Mace She'ein Lo Menachmin, Holchen Asara B'nei Adam, V'yoshvin Bimkomo. And the Rambam quotes this, if you have a Mace that doesn't have any Avelim, you have 10 people that come to their house, they sit, they pretend to be Avelim. You like act it out in the place of the Mace. Right, so it's amazing. This Nicham Avelim is Chesed im HaMeis, not just Chesed im HaChai. Says Rav Zhulti, that's generally. Nicham Avelim is Chesed im HaChai, Chesed im HaMeis. But remember, our Gemara, you're holding a little bit Esrog. What are we talking about? It's Yontif. What kind of Avelis is there on Yontif? What kind of Nicham Avelim is there on Yontif? The Rambam Shita is that Yontif breaks Avelus. Totally. Other Rishonim maybe say that maybe there's Avelus Bitsina for Yontif. But the Rambam Shita is that there's no Avelus on Yontif. Zero. Right? It breaks it. If somebody's sitting Shiva, somebody's Shloshim, boom, it's finished. They cannot coexist. Simchas Yontif and the mitzvah of Avelus. So therefore, what's the Gemara talking about? When you have Nicham Avelim, when you have Lulav and Esrog, it must be, it only has the other element of Nicham Avelim on Yontif. Chesed im HaMeis, not Chesed im HaChai, because there's no Avelis on Yontif. So Dafka, our Gemara, has Biker Cholim first. Because in our Gemara, the Nicham Avelim involved here is only Chesed Mames. And that's why our Gemara has Bikur Cholim before Chesed Machai, because before Chesed Mames. On a weekday, when you have both elements of Nicham Avelim, so that's where the Rambam says yearly that Nicham Avelim goes first. Our Gemara is different, because our Gemara is talking about Yontif. Asher Nira Lomar Vezal, read it. This is in Yaradeya Simen Lamed Zayin, in the Mishnas Yavetz. Dikr de Nicham Avelim Beregel, who rak Mishim Kavad Ames. Velo Mishim Avelim Atzmam. Kiva de Ein Lohem Din Avel Beregel. Elashish Chobas Nicham Beregel, Mishim Chobas Ames. Right, Yontif is like a mace without people who need comfort. And that's why it answers the Arsameach's question. You don't have to change the Girsa, like the Rush says. The Rush changes the Girsa. Why? Because the Rush holds like the Ramban that there is a Velus on Yontif. So there is both. Right, there's Chesed Machai and Chesed Mamei. That's why the Rosh has to change the Girsa, because Nicham Avelim comes first, even on Yontif, because there are Avelim even there. Okay, it's a beautiful piece. If you want to look it up, in Yaradei Simon Lama Zion from Rav Zsolti, one of the greats, in the chief rabbi of the Yir HaTika in the 1960s. Okay, let's continue. We are up to the last line on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yontif. So last daf here in Lulav HaGasim. One of the most jam-packed prakim in all of Shas. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yontif. We try to make Beis Hashem every pair of jam-packed, but Lulav HaGasim really, in terms of the material that is written on it. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yontif. Remember the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yossi held that a Yontif Harishon, the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, and somebody by mistakes carry his Lulav into Rishus HaRabim. He is not Chayv a Karban Chatas. Putter. Why? Because usually a carbon chatas is when you are a pure shogeg and you have no excuse and you should have known better. So you have to do tshuva and you have to bring carbon chatas. But Rav Yossi says in the case where you are going to do a mitzvah, there is no carbon chatas. Why? His lashon is b'nei shehotzio birshus, because you had a certain halachic license. Not really. What you did was aser. But because you are involved in a mitzvah, so that is the sugya of tav b'dvar mitzvah. And Yossi says that you are pater from a carbon in that case. Good. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi Omer Yontif. Amar Abaya. Lo shanu. When do we say that you're pater from the carbon? Ela shalo yatzaba. That if you haven't been yotze your mitzvah of dalan minim yet, and you're on your way to do the mitzvah, so that's when you have the patur, because you're involved. You're so excited in doing the mitzvah, so you can't, you lost yourself, and you carried out. Aval yatzaba. But if you have already been yotze the mitzvah, and now let's say you're just being like Anshe Yerushalayim, right, you're just carrying it more than chayiv, then you're chayiv carbon. Why? Because you're not involved in the mitzvah anymore. Not involved. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. How does that work though? Ha, here's the line that we've referred to a few times already in the Masechta. Ha mida'ag be'nafik be'. What do you mean? Right when you pick it up, you are yotze the mitzvah. So what do you mean you haven't been yotze? You're carrying it out. Right? This is, we had the four opinions of Tosfos on Daf Lamed Tes 4 days ago about how do you make over lasiyasan? How do you do the bracha if mida'ag be'nafik be'? Right, because of this line. So those are the four different opinions. Shalo latzeis, upside down, have it on the table, pick up three minim. That was all the different days of Tosfos. Back on the Flamen test. So the Gemara says, how do you ever have a case where you're carrying your lulav in Rishus HaRabim and you haven't been yotze your mitzvah yet? Mida'ag ve'nafik ve'. That's the question. So, two answers. Amar Abaye, answer one. Kishe hafacho. You held it upside down. Upside down. This is one of the opinions Tosfos says. Held it upside down. Tosfos here notes, mi de itzrich, top Tosfos, lishenu yehachi, from the fact that the Gemara had to mention upside down, and didn't just say, well, you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah. Tosfos says, this is the Gemara in Shas, again, you gotta put six Gemaras together. This Gemara proves to us, mitzvos ein srichos kavana. Mitzvos do not require kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. If you have an act of a mitzvah which you do, finished. You did the mitzvah. Okay, it's best to always have kavana and to think that Hashem commanded it, and that's why I'm doing the mitzvah. But here says Tosfos, why doesn't the Gemara just say you are having kavana to bring it to shul? So it must be, says Tosfos, that this Gemara holds is according to the opinion of mitzvos ein tzrichas kavana. Because here, you did not have it in mind, and Tosfos says it doesn't work for the question that Abaye asked on Rabban, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Getting a couple of Gemaras. Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Amoraim, Machlokas Aposkim. Whether we all miss Srichos Kavana or ain't Srichos Kavana. Lomaisa, we always like to quote the Radvaz. The Radvaz, quoted in the Magen Avraham, it's him in Samach and Arachayim. That there's a distinction, Lomaisa. By mitzvahs do raisa, we paskin mitzvahs srichas kavana, and by mitzvahs do rabbanon, we paskin mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. That is a generalization, not 100% always, but it's a generalization. And that's why we're machmer at both ends. If I did a mitzvah do raisa without a bracha, without kavana, I should try to do it again. Because mitzvahs srichas kavana, I wouldn't repeat a bracha because there are opinions that say I was ready yotze, but I would do it again. And on the other hand, if by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, even if I didn't have kavana, I'm machmir to assume that I might have been yotze. And that's why, the example we like to give, Sfiras HaOmer. If somebody asks me what night it is, and it's already the time to count, so we're machmir like Rov Rishonim, that holds Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah d'rabbanan today, and therefore we say what yesterday was. We don't say what tonight is. Because if I say what tonight is, even if I don't have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, maybe I'd be yotze. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa today. Fine. But according to Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, it's d'rabbanan today. That's why we do not count even without kavana. Right? Mitzvahs, eitz v'chas kavanas. That is Tosfos' ara right here. So that's the answer number one. How do I carry it in the street without being yotze? So I turned it upside down, and I'm only yotze dalan minim derek gedelasan. And therefore, if I wasn't holding it as it grows, right, which is the Gemara later on, we'll have a Derek de Lasan, Memeim Abeis. So then I wasn't Yotze yet. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar, Afilu Teva Shelo Hafcho, right, even if you're holding it straight, so why weren't you Yotze yet? Hachamayaskinen, Gochotzio Bikli. You've had it in a vase. You're carrying the Dalamidim in a vase as you walk through the street. Says the Gemara, "V'harabahu damar lakicha didavar achashva lakicha." But didn't we have earlier that if I take the lulav by means of something else, right? We have the case we have a scarf or gloves. You're yotze. It's shma lakicha. So the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, hani mila derakavon." Fine, if you're holding it and you're really holding it, it's your fingers, it's your hands, and it's just wrapped in something. Then fine, that's derakavon. Avol derak bizayon lo. But if it's disgraceful, it's like in a kli, it's as if you don't want to hold a lulav. So then that's not called an atila, that's not called a lakicha, and therefore you would be able to have a case where you haven't been yotze yet. So that is number two. Rava says, hotzio bikli. The Rishonim here ask, if it's Shabbos, so what about, forget the dalan minim, aren't you chayiv on the kli? So the Rishonim say, no, the Ritva says, Beferish, Mishnah Shabbos says, if you have a item in a kli, so the kli is tafel, and therefore you're not chayiv on the kli, because it is not the ikar, you're only chayiv on the ikar and not the tafel, right? Remember the mace al-hamita, your pater al-hamita, mace tfelolo, shamita tfelolo, we have the Mishnah in Meseches Shabbos. Ask the Bikur Yaakov, I think we mentioned this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, but it's a great discussion to mention again. And that is, we're talking about what is a lakicha, and what is called picking it up, what's the mitzvah, and the Gemara is struggling, what's the case where you haven't been yotze yet? So the Bikur Yaakov's question is, what is the halacha in a case, or how do you define the mitzvah of netilas lulav? Is it the maisa netila, or is it the fact that it is in your hand? L'may nafkamina, what if I picked up the dalaminim before the zman of the mitzvah? Before dawn. I'm so excited. I want to have it at the first second that I can. I've been looking forward to Sukkot for 13 months. Right? I've been so excited. So even before dawn, I'm holding it. So the first second I can be yotze. And then it's dawn. Am I yotze the mitzvah? I didn't pick it up during the time of the mitzvah. I only had it in my hands at the time of the mitzvah. Is that good enough? Is the picking up part of the Maisa mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? Or is it just having it in your hands? Right, that's the question of the Bikur Yaakov. Nistapakti. Mishanada Lulav kodam amurashachar vadayin ubiyado ad achar neitzachama. Viachar kaf kshinichu miyado imsorach shuvlach servalitzlo. Im no marshalakicha hiya mitzvah. The taking it, the hainu she yitlu via viuliyado, and then you would not be yotzei. Or do I say no? Name of the mitzvah lakicha rak sheyia biyado. V'kivishu biyado be'ez achiv yatzah. Isn't it good enough? So he says, maybe you could prove it from the Gemara we had earlier. Remember, Tosfos has four opinions. What do you do for Ovelas Yasan? So what was one of the opinions? One of the opinions Tosfos is, Kavana Shalom Latzeis. That was one of the suggestions of Tosfos. You have Kavana Shalom Latzeis, you make the bracha, then you have Kavana Tibiyotze. So you didn't do a new Maisa lakicha.
So Tosfos, it, and Lechora, that's not what the other Rish, is that what the other days of Tosfos are arguing on him? Maybe. But at least there's one day in there that sounds like you don't need a Maisa Lekicha. Unless you say, Bikur Yaakov, unbelievable, that maybe that case is different. Maybe it's different when I picked it up b'shas chiyuv and didn't have kavanah to be yotzei, so there that's still called a ma'isa l'kicha. Masha Enkin, if I picked it up at a time when it was mufta for mitzvos, it wasn't the day of sukkahs yet. Maybe that's worse. Maybe that's more of a hafka. So maybe you can't compare those two cases. Back and forth, intellectual honesty. Going back and forth. But then he says, I have a raya, Argamara. Why didn't Argamara, the Argamara is struggling. What's a case where you have it in your hands and you weren't Yotze yet and you're walking in the street? Why didn't Argamara suggest that you picked it up before dawn and then you're walking in the street? It must be, says the Bikur Yaakov, that the mitzvah is Yehei Biyado and not the Netila. It doesn't reject this one. And as he says, Ela Al Karchach, Argamara, Yatsa, Delekicha Mikri, Kozman Shu Biyado. Right, you could also say the Gemara didn't want to give such a wild case, that's not so common. Okay, either way, the Gemara many times gives unusual cases, but that is the Bikur Yaakov. One final point, and that is, the Ritva here asks a question on the Rif. The Rif quotes this Gemara of Mida Agve, of Yatzebo, Lo Yatzebo, and the Pater, Hotzio Bershus, the line in the Mishnah that says if you carry it out, Hotzio Bershus, your Pater. Ask the Ritva, why is the Rif quoting that? Hilchos Karbanos. Lamaisa, what difference does it make to us? So the Ritva just says, maybe he only quotes it to teach us this line of Mida Agve Nafek Bay. The fact that the Gemara has to make the Ukimta of what's the case that your Pater, you're right. Hilchos Karbanos, the Rif doesn't talk about. But maybe because of that line in Bidagmi Nafak Bay, that's why he quotes it. Okay, Vaita. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Huna. Omer Haya Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi in our Mishnah quoted the concept of Tav Dvar Mitzvah in one context by Sukkah, by Lulav. So now we're going to have it. Says Rav Huna. He also says it in the following context. Ola Sa'of. Shenif says Bein Agafayim. What's an Ola Sa'of? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim that the southwest corner of the Mizbeach was a very busy place. Some items were done on the top of the Mizbeach on the southwest corner, and some items were done at the bottom. Remember, the southwest corner was where they had the two holes in the Yesod. That's where the Shvicha Shirayim took place, of the outer Karbanos, of the inner Karbanos, and that's where the Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of, if you remember, Chatas and Ola switch by birds. By animals, the sprinkling of a Chatas is above the Chutas Sikra on the Kronos, and by an Ola below the Chutas Sikra. By birds, it switches. By birds, the Olas Ha'of is squeezed down on top, and the Chatas on the bottom. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Zvachim that the southwest, did I say southeast before? It was all southwest. Southwest corner of the Mizbeach, under Lamata, is where the Chatas Ha'of was done. Ola Sa'of, the Avoda was done on the southeast corner, except when it got very, very busy. When it got very, very busy, then they were allowed to do even the Ola on the southeast. So that's the case we're talking about here. You found that Kohen took a bird. He thought it was a Chatas bird, because it was the southwest corner. But the problem was, it was a case where there was an overflow, and there was Ola birds on the southeast corner. By mistake, he ate it. Ola Sa'of is supposed to be eaten, right? Chatas Sa'of is... But I'm sorry, Ola Sa'of is burned totally. Chatas Sa'of is eaten. So you got mixed up. So that's the case. Ola Sa'of, Shenipseis Ben Agafayim, and Ola Sa'of that was found amongst the other birds. Ukesavar Chatas Sa'ofi, the Achla Pater. So he's Pater. That's a case of, Rav Huna says, Rav Yossi would say Pater here because of Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah. So my Kamashal, Tav B'Dvar Mitzvah, Pater, Hainu Hach. What's the Chiddush? Of course. That's Rav Yossi Shita. So Ma'od Etema, no. You might have thought, Hasamhu, only in our Mishnah. Do you say that there's a tour of the karban? The tabed var mitzvah pater hainu to avad mitzvah, because you at least did the mitzvah there. You brought the dalan medium and then you did the mitzvah. Aval hacha, but here you ate a karban. You just did something wrong. Tabed var mitzvah v'lo avad mitzvah. Emalo. Maybe Rabbi Yossi only says tabed var mitzvah works when you actually did a mitzvah, but not here. Kamash malon, we say even if tabed var mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah, it still works. It still works. You're called, you have a p'tur. You have a p'tur. Though the Achronim try to formulate what exactly, how does this work? You did a show, it's not a shogeg? Pious Pasha is not called a shogeg. Is it called misasek? Is it called ones? You have some type of p'tur that you're not chayif in a karban. Good. So that is the That is number two. The Achiezer has an important ha'ara here in the Tshuva. Rav Chaim Moser, Chela Gimel Simon Pe Gimel. These two cases that we just quoted aren't exactly the same. Another difference from the Gemara. Tavid Var Mitzvah, there are two ways that could work. Are you actually doing the mitzvah when you do the Avera? Or is it a preparatory stage? Right? By Lulav, whatever the Yokimta is, upside down or Ayid Davar Acher, you're not doing the mitzvah yet as you do the Avera. You're on your way. It's a hechsher. Mashekid, here you're eating, yet you think you're doing the mitzvah. So which is better, which is worse? So you might even say, even the Argamar says it in one direction, that the bigger chiddush is the case of karbanos, because you're not doing the mitzvah, but on the other hand, it's lesser of a chiddush, because there you think you're actually doing the mitzvah. Mashekid, in the lulav case, you're on your way to do the mitzvah. So you have to look, the Gemara, there are a few sugyas, many sugyas in Sanhedrin, about Tavid Var Mitzvah, one of the sugyas, I should say, because it's a similar, not actually, said I take that back. Right, that's the case of a different Torah's case. But Tavid Var Mitzvah is in Shabbos, that's when we had it last. But every case could be analyzed a little differently. Let's get up to the Mishnah, then I want to make one more comment on Karbanos, but first let's continue. Meisvei, Rav Yossi Yomar Shochet is a Tamid, Sheinu Mevukar Kil Chaso B'Shabbos. We know what carbon Tamid has to be checked for Mumin for 4 days before you shecht it, right? There's a special Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, which had animals that were checked for 4 days before you brought it as a carbon tamid, and then you bring it, right, that's the muck, one of the two reasons, if you remember, for slichos. Why we say slichos for at least 4 days? We always started a Motzei Shabbos, but we always needed at least 4 days. Ashkenazic custom, because we check ourselves for mumin at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, before we're okayed ourselves the day of the Akedah. So if somebody checks a carbon tamid, what if they took an unchecked carbon? Unchecked. They made a mistake. They went to the Eino Mavukar office, room, instead of the Mavukar. Chayiv Chatas, Vitzorach Tabin Acher. So, Chayiv Chatas. Because it's a moom, and you have to bring a different carbon tabin. Wait a minute. You're Chayiv a carbon Chatas? Why are you Chayiv a Chatas? It's Tabin Var Mitzvah. So, answers the Gemara, it's your fault. Amale Barmina Deahi. No, excluding that one. To Inmar Law, Amar Shmuel Bar Chitai, Amar Rav Avnuna Saba, Amar Rav Yisva Bar Ashiyad, Amar Avun Amar Rav.
It wasn't that he took it from the Lishka that he was supposed to take it, and then it was a mistake.
No, he took it from the wrong place. So it's more of a pshia. That's not Tavid Var Mitzvah where it's totally, you lost yourself. You took it from the wrong place, and therefore you can't call this a Tavid Var Mitzvah. Rashi says this is Karov Lamezid. Karav Lamezin, and therefore, this is not called Ta'a Bidvar Mitzvah. Major machlokas we've shown him here. What happens if after you checked the animal, you checked it, it didn't have a mum? It didn't have a mum. So the Arza Rua says, if it didn't have a mum, I'm not sure. The Arza Rua says, I'm not sure if it didn't have a mum, are you still going to be, is it still going to be an Aveira? Good, you're right, Lachan Chilu, you shouldn't have done it. But b'di'evet, this Arza Ruah Nichlas Psachim Os Reish Tezayin. The Arza Ruah says the Ein Biyadi Lafarish Im Abikur Ma'akev Imlav Umistavra. He says I have one Gemara that seems to say it's Na Ma'akev. Ella, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, Hol Va'nu Ra Machshav Lafaneinu. Since you check now, She'ein Bo Shum Mum Shochtinu Makrivin Oso Hol Va'lesle Mevukar. Let's say you shechted it and you didn't burn it yet. That's a case, right? You have to take another one. So Arza Ruah says I doubt it. I doubt it because, you know, you checked. What's my raya? Remember the Gemara at the time of the Churban in Bava Kamma that they used to, you know, lower money outside the wall and get an animal back, right, raised up on the other side of the wall. Pashtus, those weren't Nifkar Mimum for 4 days beforehand, and they still brought that. Unless you say Shasa Tchak Shiny. But he says, in that Gemara, you would say maybe it doesn't have Mimavukar B'dievet. But he says, I'm not sure. Who's sure about it? Tosfos. Tosfos right here. This is a Tosfos quoted all over by the Achronim. Tosfos right here says, Afilu Nimsa Tam. Even if you find it to be a Tam, you're Chai V'chatos. You don't see a Mum. Mishum Deton Biker Dalin Mum Kadim Shchita. You learn it from Xerah Shabbat. It's a Dinli Kuva. That's Tosfos. Like the Arza Ruah has a suffix about it, but Tosfos says, Beferish. You're Chayiv. Even if you check for a Mumin afterwards. So question. Tosfos doesn't explain exactly why. So there are still two ways, one more extreme than the other. So why is it that if you check afterwards, you don't find the mum, are you still chayav achadas? So the Meiri has the less exciting shita. The Meiri says, well, it's a little toast, the she'eno, right? The Meiri says, that, well, there are some mumin that won't be noticeable after you shechted it. So even though you checked and it didn't have a mum, it could be that it had a mum and you just don't you can't see it now. It's not, maybe it only shows it before it dies. You have to check before. That's the miri, that's the less extreme formulation of Tosfos Ashita. But if you take a kipshuta, you might see, even if there was no mum, it's just the din of checking that itself is ma'akev. That itself is ma'akev. And it's called shechting or being makriv an animal she'ena mavukar. Right? Similar, not exactly the same, but similar in the world of aseis. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam that there's a separate mitzvah aseh to check the simanim of animals. The bedika simani behema v'chaya, simani ov, simani dagim, simani shratz, or chagavim. Four different mitzvahs I say, the Rambam and the Chinuch count, checking the kosher signs. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? You have to check the kosher animal. If it's not kosher, it's an aveira. But it's not a separate mitzvahs I say to check simanim. So the Rambam and the Chinuch count it. Kuf nun gimel in the Chinuch, kuf nun hey in the Chinuch. Right, all these mitzvahs right here. Kuf nun ches, right in the Parsha Shmini. But the Chinuch has an amazing line. The Chinuch says, what if I checked at an animal without checking the simanim? The overall have a lo badak, el sharaba simin ha echad v'samach alav, v'yachal mimena. And I ate from it. Afal pi shematza achar ki sheheter heter achal, bitil asei zeshel b'dika samanim. You mevatel yasei. Mevatel yasei of checking. Fine, you didn't eat treif, but you mevatel the mitzvah of checking. Because as the Achronim explained, it's a mitzvah on the gavra. It's not a din in the chefsa of behema. The chefsa of behema might be kosher. It doesn't have any movement. But it's a mitzvah sagavra that you have to check. And if you did it, you mavatel it. So similarly here. Again, it's not the same exact case, because here we're talking about bringing a chatas. That chiddach is about a mitzvah aseh, a bittel aseh. Here it's about chayav chatas. If you say tosa, that's a more extreme. That if you say you're going to be chayav chatas in this case, because it's Shabbos. I didn't explicate that. It's Shabbos, and you shechted a carbon tamid on Shabbos. So if it's zayin mavukar, how could you do that? So you don't have the heter of tamid dvar mitzvah.
Sounds like it's a question of whether it's
right, is it a siyag daraisa or is it just a metzias? Right, it's a metzias wise. Okay, maybe one final point. We'll try to squeeze it before we continue. And that is the Kapas Tamarim asks on this sugya, how can he make it? We say by in the last case, it was his fault. He took it from the office that was eno mavukar. But what about the earlier case, the chatas and the ola animals? There's a big difference between the two in terms of halacha. In terms of halacha, there's a big difference between the avoda of the chatas and the ola. The halacha is, by an olas ha'of, they have to cut off the head totally. You have to be mavdil it. And by the chatas ha'of, you're not allowed to. It's an isser, lo yavdil. It's a preferred pasuk, earlier in Vayikra. So how can there be a difference, asked the Kapus Tamarim. So he answers, it must be that only during the avoda is there a difference. But later, the chatas ha'of, but when you eat it, you're not allowed to separate the head. When you cook it, so it must be, it was afterwards, it got mixed up, so that's why he wasn't sure about it. But whenever this comes up, not too often, but we always like to mention the beautiful thought of the Shemi Shmuel. What's the symbolism of the mitzvah that you have to cut off the head of the Olas Ha'of and not allow to of the Chatas Ha'of? So what does each one come for? This explains the Shemi Shmuel. The Olas Ha'of, Chazal say Olas, is Mechaper for Hirhure Aveira. Hir Aveira, the thoughts of an Aveira. So ask the Shemi Shmuel, what when we call it Hirhurei Halev, I'm sorry, Hirhurei Halev. So why do we call it Hirhurei Halev? Thoughts are in the brain. Hirhurei Amoach. Why do we call it Hirhurei Halev? Because a lot of times, we can't control something that goes into our brain for a second. It's hard for us. But if we let it get to our hearts, that's our fault. If it goes into our head and we like push it out, fine. But if it goes to the heart, that's the problem. So by an Ola, what do? We cut it. We cut the head, that's our tikkun. This is what we should have done. We should have stopped it in the head and not let it get to our heart. Masha'ekein by a chatas, what's every chatas chaya for? Because of ma'isa b'shogeg. What was the problem for a carbon chatas? We didn't use our head. Right? We acted without thinking. If we would have thought about it, we wouldn't have done the shogeg. So that's why we dafka don't cut it. To be besake that we cannot separate our head from our bodies, and we have to make sure that we don't cut. Right? Every detail, we think, oh, it's such a little detail, nefes karbanos, chatas ov olas ha'of, every detail has messages for us. Okay, we continue, says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in this parak. Mekabelas isha, miyad bina umiyad bala, umechsei rasa lamayim. A husband and a son come home from shul, and they come and they can give the dalaminim back to the to his wife to put it back in the water, right? Because you know we don't want it to get wilted, so he keeps his dal and minim, his lulav and his hadas and aravos in moisture, so she could take them and put it back into the water bi Shabbos. On Shabbos she could do that. She could do that on Shabbos. What's the havamina? Otherwise, we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to put back into it. What do you mean on Shabbos? Obviously, talking about Bizman HaMikdash, right? Because now Bizman HaZel, we have at the beginning of the next parak, there is no lulav on Shabbos. So, b'Shabbos machzirin, b'Shabbos, you could put it back into liquid. B'Yantif mosifin. On Yantif, you could even do more. You could add water. U'b'moin and chalamoin achlif. You could even change the water. What's the issue in the Mishnah? We know there's an Isser to Oraisa on Shabbos called Zoraya, of planting, of watering plants. There's an Isser to Rabbanan on Shabbos called Nir'eh Kizoreya, right? It appears like planting. I'm not allowed to put flowers into a vase on Shabbos, right? If it's because it's Nir'eh Kizoreya. If it's already in, we paskin flowers are not muksa when they're in the vase. But to take flowers and put them in a vase on Shabbos is an Isser de Rabbanan, right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Shin Lamed Vav, in Hilcha Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to put vegetables in water if they're going to grow things on Shabbos. Sometimes potatoes or beans. So a bean plant, that's Tolda Zoreya. That's the actual plant. But then the Ramah says, Umutter, now it's a question I had on this Ramah. Let's read it. Umutter lahamid anfei ilonos b'mayim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put branches of trees, flowers on Shabbos in water. Ubilvad shelo yiyu b'am prachim v'shoshanim. Sheim niftachim milachluches hamayim. As long as they don't have blossoms that open up. And then the Ramah ends off, V'ayin l'kaman simin tafresh nun dalet. What does that mean? What does the Ramah mean by ayin l'kaman? Because if you look l'kaman, the Ramah quotes our Gemara. So if you look in the Achronim here, you know what the Ramah is doing? The Ramah is limiting this Hilcha Shabbos. Read it in light of what I wrote in Hilcha Sukkah. Meaning in Hilcha Sukkah, it only says you're allowed to be machzir, not to put in the first place. So that's what the Ramah means. Explain the Chaya Adam and the Tosef Shabbos. The Ramah is limiting himself in Hilcha Shabbos, in light of what he says in Hilcha Sukkah, you're only allowed to be machzir. Others say, maybe don't take it so literally, but that's what we're machmir for. We don't put items in water on Shabbos, l'chatchila, but on Yantif, we can. On Yantif, on Shabbos, we can be machzir. On Yantif, you can even be mosif. Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry, last line of the Mishnah, katan, hayodeh l'anei chayeh b'lulav. And a katan that knows how to shake a lulav, then he's chayeh b'drabanan in lulav. Gemara, pshita, so it's obvious, why can't you give it to your wife when you come home from shul? Ma'u detema, hol v'isha labas chiyuva hi, eimalot tekabel, an unbelievable havamina. You might say that because a woman is pater from dal and minim, so it's muksa for her. It's muksa, there's an idea of subjective muksa. Muksa for one person and not muksa for somebody else. So you might think she's not obligated, so it's not muksa. Kamash malan, what's the kamash malan? Is the Kamash Malan, even though she's totally mufka, but because you could do it, it's not mufka? Or do we say, well, because she could do it if she wants to. So that's why she's not totally mufka. She can even make a bracha on it. Not clear what the Kamash Malan means, but it definitely means, at least, that it's not mufka. Period. Katan idel ananeya tan rabbanon. Here's the price that we've quoted before. A tosefta to take home with us. Katan idel ananeya. Chayv and lulav. A katan that knows how to be menaneya. Chayv and lulav. We've noted the na'anuim play a central role. Says the Netziv on this Gemara. What if midabi nafik be? We just said that earlier on the daf. Why can't you just pick it up? Says the Netziv, there's no chiyuv in a mitzvah until the child knows how to do it bishlei musa. Even if he can do a little bit of it, if he can't do it in the best way, there's no chiyuv of chinuch on it. And that's why says the you're right. Yes, you're Yosef without the na'anuim. But the Rami Sada right here, the Netziv says if he's not can't do everything, then he's not chayv. Once he knows how to put on tzitzis, right, at a very young age, lishmar tefillin, when he knows how to guard his tefillin, keep a clean body, a clean mind, aviv lokeach lo tefillin, his father buys him a pair of tefillin. Yodeya ledaber, when he knows how to speak, aviv lomdo Torah v'kriyashma. His father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. Torah Mayhi, Amar Rav Amnuna, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marashaki Hilas Yaakov, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, that's the Pasuk, that's Torah, that's what he teaches him. Right, one could even say, it's not just that Pasuk, but it's the message of that Pasuk. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, Al tikrei mo rasha ela mo rasa. Every Jew has a marriage to the Torah. That's what we have to instill in our children, the marriage that every Jew has to Torah. That's the message of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. There's a very important Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a take-home Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The first halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He says, even though, it's obvious, but he formulates it. Even though a father has a chiyuv d'rabbanan to be mechanech his son in all mitzvos, he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to teach him Torah. Even when he's a katan. So it's before, it's obvious, but he's just explicates it. Alva Talmud Torah, mitzvah zaseh min ha-Torah, ala ava laminis b'no ha-katan Torah, ava bisha katan eino chayiv. Shemav limata mazon sbeichin l'arabam. Every father has maybe a mother too. That's what we discussed at the end of Yuma. Is there a mitzvah of chinuch on the mother? But every father has a mitzvah d'rabbana to be mechanech l'shrayal in all mitzvahs, but one is a mitzvah d'araisa. And that's Talmud Torah. Right here. Right? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Tzimechanechim in Talmud Torah. Good. Kriya Shema Mahi, Pasuk Rishon. Kriya Shema. What does he have to teach him? First Pasuk. That's a start. This also relates to the Sugya. What's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Relates to what we just said from the Nitziv. Mesechus Brachas, four-way Machlokas Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? This story sounds like the Ramban. The Ramban. One Pasuk. Right? That's the Ramban here in the Machamas. First Pasuk is the mitzvah of Daraisa. So the other Rishonim have to work out exactly what the mitzvah is, right? First parsha, second parsha, the Rambam Shita, that all three parshas are daraisa. That's why Lishitaso, Reb Chaim points out that the Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's part of Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Right, it's a Pesach Sugya, right? Shloshim Yom Avnei Achag, we could already start. Sipur, the Rambam counts, but Zechiri does not count. So it's Mefurish, that it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. When a child knows how to guard his body from becoming tamei, ochlan agufo taras, then you're allowed to eat taras that touches his body, because you can assume that he didn't become tamei. If he's on an even higher level, lishmar as yadav, right, his hands, which are a tumah derabanan, because we say yadayim askani yosem, he might have had a hesach adas. Once a child is old enough to keep his hands tahar, ochlan al yadav taros, then he could even eat taros based on even if he touched it. Hayodea li sha'el, once he's old enough to answer whether he touched something or not, yodea li sha'el, so that gets us into the regular rules and regulations of tumah. We know there are rules, safik tumah versus amim versus a yachid, but that only applies by somebody who is yodea li sha'el. Zeres hakasif. Learned that from Sota. He has to be able to answer the question. So once he's there, then we have the regular rules. Birshus ha-yachid sveiko tamei, birshus ha-rabim sveiko tahar. Good. Hayodea lifros kapav. If a child knows how to duchin, how to do nesias kapayim, so then chokin lo truma beveis agranos. Then you can give him truma in the granary. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What are we talking about here? Rashi says we're talking about a gadol. A gadol who knows how to be nosei kapav, then we don't have to assume, it's not a bizayon to give him truma in the beis agranos. But if he doesn't know how to be nosei kapav, says Rashi, it's a bizayon. We're not going to know. Maybe he's 14 years old, but we don't know. But Rashi says a katan can't duchen. A katan can't do nosei kapayim. So that's why the whole sugi is about a gadol, Rashi says. Tosfos says every other line in the brayis is about a katan. Why would you think this is about a gadol? The source elsewhere that says a katan can't duchin, that only means by himself. But with other kohanim gedolim, he's a lad of duchin. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Tosfos, that a child, a katan, is a lad of dunisias kapayim, as long as there are others there. Katan shlohevish de cyrus, eno nosias kapav, bifnei atzmo klal. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Chav Ches. Aval im kohanim shehem gedolim, no say. But k'tohan k'tanim that are kohanim with their gom, he can. Biragola, lepirish atosfus. That's what Tosfos hold. Lil modal is chanech. That's what we hold. Again, some places have a minog not to, but either way, that's Tosfos right here. That he's allowed to duchen with other gedolim. Vaiter hayodea lishchot, ochle mishritaso. Once somebody knows how to shecht, then Rashi says, as long as he knows how to do the act, even though he's not a baki in Hilcha Shechita, Rashi says Yodea Lishchot here means the act of Shechita. Then you can eat from his Shechita. Amar Rav Huna, v'usha gadol, amin al gabav, as long as you have a gadol watching him and making sure that he did everything properly. Tosfos says that it sounds like from here that if he doesn't know, that even gadol amin al gabav is not going to work. That's the mashmos. Yochol lechol kazayis dagon. Once a child knows how to eat a kazayis, is able to eat a kazayis of dagon. Maybe this is why Rashi says it has to do with the maisa, because here we're talking about physical actions. If he knows how to eat a kazayis of wheat, marchikin mitzawaso mimeme raglav arba amos, then his waist has the status of waste, and you have to go away 4 amos from it. Amar Rav Chisda, v'shiyachalachol b'chdei achilas pras. As long as he can eat it within achilas pras, within the time period, that's called a maisa achila. Amar Rav Chiya b'reidu Rav Yeba, u'begadol avishinu yachalachol b'chdei achilas pras. By a gadol, if he's old enough, even if he's less. Right, so it still has the status of waste. Tichsev by Yosef, Da'as Yosef Machov. Somebody says more Da'as has more Machov, meaning it's more, Rashi quotes Masriach, that it has the status of waste. Yochol lechol kezayis tzli, once he knows how to eat, he's able to eat a kezayis of roasted meat. Shochlin alav as a Pesach, then he can be included in Karim Pesach. Shneamar ish lefiachlo. Right, also in Yonah Deyoma, right, Shloshim Yom. The Rama Paskins, right, Beferish, that you're allowed to include a katan in the minion. In the, right, if you have the designation of a Karban Pesach, Tanim can be included in that as long as they can eat a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ache Yochol Levar Achila. Now, he also has to be old enough to be able to know the difference between something that you eat and something that you don't eat. Ketzad, no stinlo, sor vizarko, egos vinolo. He'll take a rock and he'll throw it down, and he'll take a nut, and he'll eat it. He has to know exactly what is appropriate to eat and what is not appropriate to eat. Remember, k'dei achilas pras, the Minchas Chinuch's big discussion, is that subjective or objective? Does it go by the person? Does it go by the food? In the Shas, we don't have a specific amount. So, that is the Minchas Chinuch discussion that we mentioned in the past. Okay, adrolach luva gazla, now we have the Mishnah. Lulav haharava. So let's at least start. Lulav harava shisha v'shiva. Lulav and harava sometimes is 6 days and sometimes is 7 days. The Gemara will talk about each of these. So now we're just getting our feet wet. Hallel. Hallel v'simcha shmona. Hallel, full hallel, meaning the real din of hallel. And simcha, meaning the carbon shlamim, 8 days. Rashi here quotes, hallel is tiknu nevi'im rishonim. Rashi taking a stand on that machlokas, whether hallel is daraisa derabanan. The Rambam holds it's daraisa, like Rashi, and the Ramban defends the Bahag that says it's the Araisa. Sukkah v'nisa chamayim shiva. Sukkah, sitting in a sukkah, and nisa chamayim. Right, the special mitzvah of nisa chamayim on sukkahs, 7 days. Ha-chalil chamisha v'shisha, the chalil, the special flute that was played in the Simchas Beis HaShaweva, either 5 or 6 days. Fine. Lulav shiva ketzad. So, one by one. How do you have lulav for all 7 days? Ketzad, yantav harishon shachag shalais v'shabbos. If the first day of yantav falls out on Shabbos, lulav shiva. Then lulav is 7 days, even in the mikdash. The Gemara will talk about why. V'shar kalayamim shisha. If there's Shabbos on any other day, then that day lulav is not docha Shabbos. Lulav is only docha Shabbos on day one, not on any other day. So then it would only be a mitzvah of 6 days. Arava shiva ketzad. What about arava, the special mitzvah that they were makif the mizbeach with an arava on Hoshana Rabbah, on the last day of Sukkot? So the same thing, but on the seventh day. Yom hashvi'i shel arava shechol yes b'Shabbos. If day seven, if Hoshana Rabbah, which it cannot fall out according to our calendar. But if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, arava shiva, then in the base of Mikdash you had that arava all 7 days. V'shakala yamim shisha. Mitzvah lulav ketzad. What's the mitzvah of lulav? What's the mitzvah? So yantif harishon shel chag shechal yas b'shabes. The first day fall down on Shabbos, molichin is lovein laharabayis. Beforehand, they used to bring their lulavs to harabayis. V'achazon imekavle mehen, and the gabbais there took them. V'sojon osan agabei yitztava, and they used to put them down on the benches on harabayis. V'azakeinim menichin osan shelahen belishka. The elders who didn't want to have too much, craziness the next morning had a special room to put it in on the side. And the Gabayim taught everyone to say that the next morning, if you didn't get your own lulav, so, be makne it, be mevater, and it'll be someone else's. The Rishonim get into Brera here a little bit. How does it work? And the next morning, everybody used to come, and the Chazanim used to throw them, or at least pass to them. The Hein Mechatfin used to grab them, and it was a big balagan. And you can imagine. Hundreds of thousands of Jews. You think Oshanis is bad in your shul. Forget this. And when he saw that was going to Sakana, they said, not a good idea. You can come to shul, but do it until you live in your house. Right? When in this type of case, it's too hard to leave them there because you don't want to carry them from before Shabbos. Do it in your house. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with the thought of which Takana came first. This one, or the Chumas Hadeshet running up the ramp and that being Sakana. Right? Two Sakana. And if you already had one, why didn't they do the other one at the same time? So, maybe we'll start with that on tomorrow's daf as we get into Gzeirah D'Rabbah and other issues that come up here in the fourth parak.